Librarians have all sorts of jobs these days.
So I coordinate school visits.
I work in technical services.
And I work in the business, science, and industry department.
I coordinate public computer lab classes.
And as The Pulse's Ilana Gordon reports, they are taking on yet another role. So let's head to the library to find out what it is. Shh. Everyone, be quiet.
I'm standing here on the third floor of the Free Library of Philadelphia's main Parkway branch. And up here on the third floor, there's a computer area. There's about 20 computers, and already, just after 9 a.m., they're full. People are here checking email, they're going online doing research. But there's also something else people now here at the library can come and do.
Hi, how you doing? Are you here to sign up for the Affordable Care Act?
Okay. In the Basement Technology Center, library coordinator Nani Mannion runs a new bi-weekly health insurance enrollment clinic.
And we can assist you walking through the process. Okay.
Mannion is one of about three dozen library staff who went through a five-hour Affordable Care Act training. It means she's now a certified application counselor and can help people sign up for health insurance. That's good news for Alfred DeMartini, who's been having problems going through the government website on his own.
I came in here and I saw the flyer, and the person at the front desk told me about it also.
DeMartini plops down in front of a computer. A librarian sits next to him, ready to assist.
So the world, our world here in Libraryland, has been changing rapid fire.
Siobhan Reardon is the library's president. She says she was surprised to learn from a recent Pew study that more than one-third of people are coming to the Philly Library for health information. So that spurred the idea for this latest effort.
The trail into getting insurance is not a neatly designed trail. And so there's nothing better than a librarian to be able to help navigate.
Nationwide, nearly 30 million people are turning to libraries annually for health information. That's according to the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the federal support agency for libraries. Last year, the group created online tools about the Affordable Care Act for libraries. More than 1,000 librarians have taken the webinars. But not all are going as far as the Free Library in Philadelphia, training librarians to actually become counselors. Over in Delaware, state librarian Annie Norman says libraries have been thirsty for useful, accurate information.
You know, we saw just such an influx of people needing job assistance that when this, you know, big healthcare initiative was coming up, we thought they're going to be coming in, you know, and 35,000 people could be on our doorstep with questions. And so we wanted to be prepared to help them.
Libraries in Delaware have since hosted more than three dozen public events. Norman says they haven't seen the influx of people they'd initially expected, but they're also tracking the questions. 300 so far people have had, so they can better respond in the future. Again, involvement varies from library to library, but a Jersey town is taking what it learned from past emergencies and applying those lessons to the ACA.
Thank you for calling the Atlantic City Free Public Library. If you know the four-digit...
Julie Senak heads up Information and Education Services there.
Hello.
She says in the wake of Superstorm Sandy, the Atlantic City Public Library became a base for federal assistance, or FEMA.
So with FEMA, what we do is, and what with Affordable Care Act, the first thing that we did is learn. You know, we don't have to understand everything. We just have to make sure that we understand how to get correct and updated and accurate information and reach out to the people who do know.
Senek says she doesn't have to reach too far. A clinic staffed with ACA counselors sits two buildings over. Back at Philadelphia's Central Library branch, Nani Mannion, the library coordinator, says being a source of health information is important, but a challenge with all the other roles librarians must fill. The recent snowstorm translated to a slower morning for ACA enrollments, but other days, like last week, they were slammed.
We had six people, and that sounds like a very small number, but it can take an hour to 2 hours to work with an individual.
An estimated 200,000 adults in the region are currently uninsured. So as this March 31st insurance enrollment deadline nears, Mannion only expects things to get busier here. and maybe a little bit louder.
For the Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.